It's the final Sunday of campaigning. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Candidates are working hard to sway voters, with both political parties predicting the outcome of Tuesday's elections. New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker tells ABC's This Week Democrats have a good chance of maintaining control of the Senate.
Well, look, the party in the White House usually loses during midterms, but the reality is we still have a very strong pathway, not just to keeping the Senate, but really picking up seats in Pennsylvania and in places like Wisconsin and North Carolina.
National Republican Senatorial Committee Chair Senator Rick Scott of Florida tells NBC's Meet the Press he's optimistic about the GOP's chances.
We have great candidates. People are showing up to vote. There's no energy on the Democrat side. This election is about the Biden agenda. People don't like high inflation, high crime, open borders, fentanyl. That's what we're talking about.
More than 39 million people have already voted. The Senate race in Georgia continues to be neck and neck. Republican Herschel Walker is challenging Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Walker on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
I want to help people, and I'm not going to sit back and let someone like Senator Warnock, and let someone like former President Obama, or let someone like President Biden destroy Georgia or destroy this country, because this country means a whole lot more to me.
Real Clear Politics says Walker has a 4-point lead in the polls. The Pennsylvania Senate race between Democrat John Fetterman and Republican Mehmet Oz is also extremely close. Over 36 people have been injured in a New York City high-rise fire that's been traced to a faulty lithium-ion battery. The fire spurred a dramatic and rare rope rescue 20 stories above Manhattan's East 52nd Street. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two miners have been rescued after they were trapped underground for over a week. Fox's Richard Jordan has more.
The South Korean miners survived on instant coffee powder and water falling from the ceiling. The zinc mine in the town of Bunghwa in the eastern part of the country collapsed, leaving the men trapped for 9 days before they were rescued. Officials say in addition to the coffee and water, they built a fire in the shaft. Doctors found the 62 and 56-year-old miners suffered hypothermia and muscle pains, but both are in fairly good condition. South Korea's president called the rescue miracle-like, providing hope to South Koreans stricken by grief, an apparent reference to last week's Halloween festival stampede that killed 156 people. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
Three people were dead after a bus accident in northern Turkey. The country's health minister says a privately operated passenger bus overturned today on a major highway by Bolu province. 32 people were injured, including two in serious condition. The cause is still not clear. The NASCAR Cup Series championship gets underway in about an hour at the Phoenix Raceway, with Joey Logano as the top qualifier. Fox's Bob Mortelli has a preview.
Logano won the season-long driving title in 2018. He seeks a second career crown after capturing his 26th all-time pole position. Logano's speed, 134.38 miles per hour.
I overcooked a little bit in the entry to one where I was slow the first time. I overcompensated a little bit for that, and then also overcompensated in the three a little bit too, where I was slow on entry the first time. So I wish I could do it again.
That's courtesy of the USA Network. Logano is a three-time race winner this year. Among the rest of the championship four, Chase Elliott qualified fifth. Christopher Bell will start 17th, and Ross Chastain goes off 25th. Elliott took the driving title 2 years ago. Bob Bortali, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.